John Hanson in for Bob Surratt until 9 o'clock this morning. If you thought the pandemic and all the unrest in the world would make people stop scamming each other and really just, you know, hold each other tight and hold hands, kumbaya, certainly not the case. Scams continue, of course, all over the place. And Steve Burness, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, always helping us out. Steve, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, John. No kumbaya this morning.
No,
how are you?
Oh, no. I mean, for us here in the studio, it is, and for many of our listeners. But the truth of it is, of course, there's people looking to get your money in their pockets. And, you know, we've been talking about rental car prices going up generally. Is there now a wedge for people for a new scam to try and get your money?
Of course, the scammer always try to find out where the money's at, and with the, as you said, the rental car shortage is causing prices to skyrocket, and really the consumers are having trouble finding cars, so they're going online and they're looking for cars, and they're not finding with the regular companies, so they're going to off-market companies, and guess what? Those are the scammers sometimes that buy those ads at the top listing. So basically they're impersonating a rental car company, saying they have cars, they need your credit card information and other information from you. But John, what's a little disheartening now, there's a new twist, is that we will give you a discount if you give us a prepaid debit card or gift card, and which is an unconventional payment method, as you know, and the tip-off to the rip-off.
Do they do that because if you give them your credit card number, and but you realize it's fraudulent, and the companies now are pretty good about calling you, or you can challenge it, that they end up not getting the money, and now they're just trying to get the easier thing where it's transferred immediately and they can spend it immediately?
Exactly. That when you use your credit card, it's your safest bet for buying anything, even if you have the cash, because you have protection under federal rules and regulations. When you use a prepaid debit card or a gift certificate or a Google Play card, whatever they want, once you give them that number, John, it's like throwing the money out the window. It's the same thing. You'll never get it back. And sometimes people use those, you know, cash apps like Venmo and others like that. And they're pretty clear on their websites to telling you that if you use this for a transaction, if it's fraudulent, we can't help you.
Yeah.
So to make certain that you're dealing with somebody you know and trust.
You mentioned Venmo there and the other apps that you pay. And I use them a lot amongst friends and that sort of thing. But most companies will never ask for that sort of payment. They're not there yet, right? I mean, PayPal, I see every now and then on a checkout. So I guess, yeah, that's where the confusion is that I guess some companies are starting to accept that sort of payment.
Yes, they are starting to accept that payment, unfortunately, and that's what happens, is that they're trying to steer you away from credit cards in any way, shape, or form. And really, the BBB tip on this one would be, if the company doesn't take credit cards at all, there's something wrong there. You know, that's usually, you have to look a little deeper, and especially if they want cash or any unconventional payment methods. And it's, a lot of our top scams, John, as you know, are always ask for some type of payment other than credit cards, because they have too much protection and they won't get the money, so they're looking for other ways. And people are still wiring money. We still see that in our scams where, oh, could you go wire us money and it's easier for us and our machine's broken. Any kind of excuse they can imagine.
Yeah, and because these ads appear online and, you know, it's always so, I mean, we do so much commerce now on the internet. I think we're so used to it that they take advantage of it. I mean, they don't even have to, like, have a fake name like Alima or Hortz or something like that. That's just a letter off for a rental car company. They just, you know, it's maybe something you never heard of, but you say, yeah, you know, we buy everything on the internet these days. It's just another company.
Exactly. A lot of consumers think because it's online, it's a trustworthy company, or that Google or other, you know, search engines have that information. They do some due diligence and checking, but by the time they find out these scammers are scammers, they're gone already. So what they do, you know, is they buy those ads at the top. So, you know, the first two listings of the Google 3 listings are the ads, and that's where the scam artist is placing those ads so that you click on them, and they basically are scammers. They have no car inventory. They have no items on the website, and they just want your credit card information or steal money from you in some way. So as consumers, you have to, you know, check with the Better Business Bureau and other sources, but you have to find some track record on the company. And if you can't find it, that's also a sign itself. It could be a warning sign. I mean, a lot of consumers, I didn't find anything negative, so I did business with them. And of course, they can start in the morning. It's like a whack-a-mole game, John, sometimes. You know, start in the morning, and then they're gone at night. So
that's crazy.
They make enough money during the day.
Yeah, I have, you know, one thing I try and do with any old thing is I look for star ratings on Google and Yelp and other places. And they, you know, not just one or two ratings either, because they can obviously fake their own ratings, but a substantial amount that certainly helps. If anyone has any questions, like if they are even skeptical, is there just a phone number they can call, or like look at the website to reach out to you guys and you guys can give people a definitive answer?
Basically, yeah, the Better Business Bureau's website is bbb.org, or you can call our office directly, you know, online or through regular phone, rather. But we also refer latency, John. So a lot of consumers don't realize that we can provide consumers with businesses they can trust. So if you need an air conditioning company, waterproofer, new car, whatever it may be, we can send you there. But more importantly, John, and my biggest frustration, as you know, in my 34-year career has been consumers calling us after the fact about companies. Check on the company, regardless of the size, you know, and the location of the company, because some companies are great. There's a lot of great companies out there, John, as you know, and there's unfortunately some bad ones that ruin it for everybody else and usually steal the money from consumers. And just check with the Better Business Bureau first, and if you see a scam, report it to Scam Tracker at the Better Business Bureau, because the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business, because there's too many scams out there and there's not enough law enforcement in the world to go after these scams. Like you said earlier, I've never seen so many scams in my career and with this pandemic, and it's working because everybody seems to be online today.
Yeah, and they're getting better at it, more crafty. You hear so many scams where people are like, I never fall for anything, but this is the one. Exactly. All right, Steve, we appreciate you hopping in with us here today.
My pleasure, John. Have a good day.